You're listening to Talk Radio, the nation's interactive station.
Nick Abbott, if you leave us now, you take away the greatest part of us.
I'm not touching your greatest part.
Nick?
Yes?
I just wondered how you felt.
Well, it's kind of like, with both hands, kind of like this.
Why is the word abbreviation so long?
And why isn't there a shorter word for monosyllabic?
Mr. Abbott.
Paul Ross.
You won the Sony Mad Award.
I'm going to get you, butler.
Do we really deserve this rubbish?
Well, you do.
If they can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission.
Good God, Mrs. Hull's on the phone.
You know the last time I spoke to you?
I can't remember.
Well, you put me on hold and I'm still holding.
As they say in Spain, molto grande, poopy panty. Nick Harris. They don't say that in Spain, do they?
Well, you said they did.
Now, when I came in here, there was a big fan in here, and I like it when fans are in here, but as long as they don't rush up to me and say, "Hey, do you know Kev?" The door was open, there's a huge fan in here, and I asked the reason why. I said, "Good God, not in this heat, please tell me, I'm begging you, don't tell me that the air conditioning has broken down." And he said, "No, it's a bit smelly in here." Who was in this studio before us?
Do you really want me to
say? Come on, who was it?
I think it was those nice sports people. I don't mean smelly in a bad way, just smell of, like, coffee and things. And I know you would complain, so we've decided to freshen it up a little.
Was it kind of like a musty, sort of cheesy sort of smell?
No.
Testosterone dripping off the walls. Do we have to scrape it off the walls and put it in a bucket?
Yeah.
I love the taste of testosterone. Never mind. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Thank you very much, Denny Baker. This is Nick Abbott, and we have what? Three to go?
Three including this.
Including this one. Oh yeah. No. Including this one, only three to go, and then a nice happy start of the show. Happiness. You remember happiness, don't you?
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess.
Didn't realize it at the time, but that's probably the rudest song ever recorded in the history of music. Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. Who knew?
You should play a bit more of it. There's even more comedy.
Wait a moment! Really? Get a measuring stick in here immediately. Get Ken Dodd on the phone. More than his fair share. So that's where mine went. Right, let's take first one in London. Hello, Warren.
You think you're funny, but you ain't. Ain't,
it's not ain't, dear, it's not, you are not, not ain't, can't speak proper like what I do. This is a professional radio station with professionals, and we only want English talk spoken proper, like, in it. So I've got all manner of different things that I downloaded off the internet. Everybody can take this stuff, but I've done it for you. You don't have to go on the internet and pay your internet service provider £15 a month, whatever it is, and the, blimey. You go on the internet and your phone bill goes absolutely through the roof. So I've done it for you. I've taken off all these comedy parts. Actual letters that people sent to their council complaining about stuff. Actual newspaper headlines that have become unintentionally suggestive. Notices put up in foreign hotels and restaurants that have been badly translated into English. Now, I've heard most of these before, but perhaps if you haven't, then this is it's almost like a public service that I should provide for the audio radiance and stick them in your ear. Ear. That's your ear, by the way, Kev.
Well, yeah.
Not your. Never mind. And actual things read out in court, which are stupid. So here is one in... do we want to talk about the Sony Awards? Really? Do we actually want to talk about that? God, I mean, going must have been boring enough. Do we want to talk about it on the air? Please, can you imagine? What is that about, by the way?
Oh.
That people... I mean, the Oscars last 3 hours, right? Something like that. But you can understand that, because these are great works of art. Huge amounts of money have gone into it, and they are the product, Hollywood movies, the product of an enormous amount of talent. Huge amounts of talent. People doing the painting of the backdrops, and doing the stunts, and the constructing the scenery, and the actors, and the musicians, and the cinematographers. This is art, right? And British radio thinks that it is so awash with fabulous talent that it deserves an award ceremony that lasts for 3 hours. That is farcical. Five minutes, tops.
So you didn't win one, then?
Right. I have neither ever been put forward for one, nor would I go and pick one up if I was given one, because, you know, some of the awards that they give out are ludicrous. You think, well, who the hell, for a start, is this person going up and collecting it? But when you read it in The Guardian the next day, you think, who are all these people? And secondly, why? Presumably, a lot of them get it because they just absolutely deserve it.
Like here, because we won three.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And but most of them, like, they get it either because they're about to die. Seriously. You know, if Jimmy Young, if he's still alive this time next year, will sweep the board. Or they get it because it's their turn. Absolutely know I'm right.
Or because they're very talented broadcasters.
No, I started with that one.
I know, I'm just...
In order to cover my ass.
With it as well.
Don't ask me to cover your ass, because I don't have tarpaulin enough on me.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
All right, so let's hear what this bloke's got to say. Hello, John.
Hello, Nick. Basically, you've answered all my queries, so I might as well go now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great. If only every caller was as helpful and brief as that. So, oh, man, what a beautiful day. I didn't see any of it at all. I've been lit by fake light all day in studios of one kind or another. But here it is, summertime. Should we play some summertime music now? This is your all beautiful music radio station of the future. Didn't we get a Sony Award for that?
We got two, actually.
What, for quality use of music on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, that's not the summertime that I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be summertime, and the living is sleazy.
But this is for the kids.
There are no kids listening to this show. This is an adult radio program, as hard as that might be to believe. Let's do the weather now. It's not going to be... You can just about throw this one away. 3 degrees, we're never going to see that again, not for at least 6 months. It's going to be boiling hot from now on. Very bad weather for geese and ducks. And as for rain... Are people noting down this stuff when I play it? Because PRS, the people who require radio stations to pay their money for playing music, are going to have a fit when they learn that we haven't been actually paying. We probably haven't paid them a single penny since we came on the air.
We're
pretending that we don't actually play any music.
No.
Do they even know that we're on the air? If we gave them the false address in Berkshire and are pretending that we're only speech, we don't play any music at all. So if you just heard me play a lot of music, then for God's sake, don't tell the Performing Rights Society, because they'll have a cow. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. Far be it from me to interrupt your flow.
Yeah. Speaking of flow, by the way... Oh, I hit the wrong one. Oh, that would have been... perfect radio moment. Here's one in Dudley. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Nick.
Yes.
I just wanted to do the game, please.
Do we have any game?
Yeah.
I wanted Kev to do something else. I've been asking him for about 3 weeks now. Mr. Productive over there. Mr.
Yeah.
Creative, who sits away in his little corner on his perch on his little tiny little comedy stool that's about the size of a bicycle seat. How you manage to sit on that and not fall off is just beyond me.
I perch very well.
Don't you just.
Anyway, that's on the way. But I've only got three so far. You don't know how difficult
it is to... We've only got two shows to do after this.
I know. Well...
I want the butt game.
If you want to go down and listen to hours and hours of audio just to find somebody saying butt, then by all means.
Just drag them in one by one. You could do it in 5 minutes. They're all... I mean, they show up for the shows, don't they? Absolutely. The people on the air here actually show up in the building. They parade past yo ass every day. Just get them in the studio and ask them to say butt. Then we can have the butt challenge.
Isn't that cheating?
It's radio. Nobody cares.
All right.
Just get them to say butt. Tim, say butt.
Butt.
I like your butt.
Thank you.
Okay, we'd like to play the game. Here we go. Easy.
Carol McGiffin.
Carol McGiffin.
Russell Grant.
Absolutely.
Kev.
That's the sound of that. Like I said last week, that's the sound of that car that we gave away last week. Did we give that car away last week? Or were we just kidding about that?
No, we gave it away.
Does the new owner know that Kirsty pranged it on the test run?
Kirsty did not prang it on the test.
Yeah, she took it to Germany on one of those autobahns and took it over 150 miles an hour downhill with a backwind and just completely wrote it off. Fortunately, a lot of trained mechanics were able to put it back together again, and you virtually can't tell. Just don't drive it above 30 miles an hour and turn left. That's my best suggestion here. So that's the sound, and this is the sound that the car made after she pranged it. Who do you think that is?
Is that Peter Dealey?
It is Peter Dealey. He should get help. Like, no, seriously.
Oh, no.
He needs some sort of... It sounds like he's starting on a cold morning. A very nice guy, but that's a bad I like your butt, Tim, better than I like his
Thank you.
Here's another one. Easy.
Bill Overton.
Ooh. Bill Overbite. This boy's good. Now you begin to fall down. He's saying?
I haven't got a clue.
Come on, hazard a wild guess.
Is it that bloke who's on with Danny Bay?
And that guy actually will be thrilled for that description, by the way. That was excellent. That bloke who's on with Danny Baker, he's going to be jumping up and down with glee. So you are a loser, baby, so why don't we dump you? 0500 1053 89. We're going to do a What's Your Query lightning round immediately after this break when we come back. What is your query? It's 0500 10 53 89 so that Sick Boy can take a well-earned break from doing, so far, nothing. And, what would you like? Would you like stupid things said in court, stupid people news, things that have lost in the translation, notices pinned up in hotels and restaurants abroad.
Oh, that sounds good.
You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay, forgive me if you've heard these before. I pulled them off the net. This is not my own private material. In a Yugoslavian hotel, the flattening of underwear with pleasure is the job of the chambermaid. In an Austrian hotel for skiers, not to perambulate the corridors in the hours of repose in the boots of ascension. And on a menu in a Swiss restaurant, our wines leave you nothing to hope for.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Somebody go and get me The Guardian, because one of our nuclear plants, one of our nuclear power stations has broken. No cause for alarm. Everyone's going to die. And I meant to bring that in. In fact, I did. I cut it out and I scored it heavily in red ink, because it's talk about scary news, man. And they're all wandering around going, oh, everything's okay. You know, all the children and the wildlife in the surrounding area have got three heads. And they're saying, nothing to do with us. It must be just a local abnormality. Right. I think I'm going to go and live near a nuclear power station. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Everybody's talking about Rude Hullet, and well-named, apparently. Rude. It's not in this one. Where's the Grawny ad? Okay, let's... we're doing... what are we doing? Oh, yes. What's your query,
what's
lightning round?
What's your query?
Oh.
What's your query? Where's he gone?
What are you looking at me live for?
So you watch The Guardian?
Yes, I do.
There you are.
Blimey, what an attitude. No, he asked him to go and get a paper. He sits there, he does nothing at all for 2.5 hours, gets paid for it, asks him to get up out of his chair for 5 seconds and go and get me something as heavy as a newspaper, and he's looking at me like I just asked him to go and paint India. We need more help in here.
Hey, Nick, what's the fax number?
It's 0541 596979. You have any more requests?
Yeah, play Misty for me.
Do we have Misty? Of course we do, it's on the weather page. I'm Misty and Too Much in Love.
I'm Misty, too much in love.
You know, what this machine needs is a pause button, because every time I pause it, I have to go back to the beginning, which is not funny. It would be funny if I could start it again at where I paused it, but to go back to the
I'm
beginning,
Misty,
see, that's not funny.
Too much in love.
We need to change our computer system in here and step into the 60s. Here's one in, I don't know where they are, because, blimey, Elizabeth from Cheddar is on the line. Well, Elizabeth, would you mind waiting? I know you probably don't. I'm going to skip over you. She's on line 3. If I go to line 3 by mistake, don't say a word, okay? She'll be going, yeah. She won't have understood a damn word I said, but she'll just go along with it anyway. So I'm going to skip over line 3. As soon as you hear that you're on the air, that means you're on the air, funnily enough, and we'll go through them. Hello, line 1. Nothing on line 1. 2.
Has anyone ever told you you're a giggling imbecile?
Who's that? I don't care who it was, I liked it. 3. Oh, no, 3 is, what is, no, blimey, I had to, on the first way through. Hello, is Elizabeth?
Keeping all right?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Let me go on now, I've got some good news to tell everybody.
Can I put you on hold?
You can put me on now, because I've got to do me lottery numbers, see?
I'll tell you what the lottery numbers are.
I meant to say the ticket, the lottery ticket, the green ticket thing.
I'll tell you what... Oh, you play the game.
The game, card ticket, yeah.
And when's the game on?
It'll be on 5 minutes time.
Oh, blimey. Talk about advertising stuff that gets like a 11 million audience opposite me. Okay, Elizabeth, off you go. What's your good news?
As well, I'm there now, is my Nick?
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Yeah, all right, good evening, Nick. Nice to talk to you. I'm off medication. Can you remember I told you that I was on medication?
What kind of medication?
I told you that I was on injections when I first spoke to you, remember?
For mood swings?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it was?
I'm healed after all these years. I'm off medication. Nick.
So, do you have...
Doctor told me that I don't need to take no more medication.
Do you have the stocks of medication left around the house that you're not using anymore?
No, I'm off of it now, and I'm home now, and I'm better, and I'm off the doctor's.
You're off the doctor as well?
Yeah.
He must be thrilled.
I am thrilled, yeah. I'd like to win the lottery green ticket tonight to make it a better time.
You're not going
to
win.
I'll probably win, yeah.
Chances are you ain't going to win. You know, you're more likely to go back on the medicine than you are to win.
Yeah. I don't think I will, though.
So that's cool. I mean, did you have to keep medicine in the fridge? Was it one...
Well, tell the truth, Nick. Can I tell all the world the truth?
You could tell a small part of it.
Well, I come from Cheddar. You know Rodney Stokely sent me the prizes.
Cheddar.
But keep it a secret. I'm tired of it. I know I'm on air. But I am in the hospital at the moment, and the doctor told me I'm in Wales in Somerset ringing... from a hospital, and he said to me that I don't need the more medication.
Yeah, you said that. That's great. And I said... And you're in hospital right now.
I'm in the hospital at the moment, yeah.
And so you're gonna go to the TV room, right?
Yeah,
and there's going to be...
Bring tickets.
And there's going to be a lot of people in there,
There's not a lot of people, really. Half of them's going away on holiday.
From hospital?
Yeah, for a weekend holiday with a family.
Are they allowed?
Great. Yeah, there's patients, there's... Yeah.
They don't have to be,
Some of them, they're all sectioned. I'm the sensible person in here. I think it was a lot of family problems, though, Nick, what made me tick bad. So my sister's had leukemia in 86, and I left home now.
So you're the most sensible person where you are now?
Sensible patient, yeah.
Fantastic. Don't ever leave.
Yeah.
Or do.
Yeah, I'll do leave one day. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Elizabeth, I've got to go because we're way past a break and Kev's having a fit in there. But the best of luck and don't take any of those drugs.
No, thank you, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Bless all of you.
It was Elizabeth from Cheddar, from hospital, who's off the medicine, which is great. Almost makes me want to yodel. But not really.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
We should call your mother up, Kev. Yo, mother.
Leave my mother out of this. Hey, Nick.
Yes.
The balls have dropped.
Already?
Yep.
Earlier and earlier every week.
Do you want to get them out of the way?
Excuse me? They're fine just where they are, as a matter of fact. Being quite comfortable, thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, we have them, so we can...
Oh, yeah, because the gonk on the news will read them out before we've done them.
That's right, so we have to do them now.
Oh, blimey.
And just for the record, the guy who does the news, or the young lady, is not a gonk.
How do you know he might be? Remember last week when they did that, going into... asking 12-year-olds in the street what they thought about Mary Bell, having killed someone when she was 12 or 11 or whatever it was? That's the most outrageous piece of journalism I've ever heard in my life. If that's not evidence of gonkery, I don't know what is.
Gonkery.
Yes. Right. Okay, so we'll do the balls now, because that will give us happiness.
Won't it just?
Yes. It's the greatest gift that I possess.
I thank the Lord that I possess.
Really?
More than my share.
Is that a fact?
Two!
Oh! No.
There's a shock. Nine!
Oh, jumping over six and seven, is it? No.
25?
25. Oh, blimey. Could it be any more painful?
Wait a minute, we haven't finished yet.
Oh, who cares? I'm not going to get the last three,
am I? You might have 26.
26?
Yeah.
26?
26.
No.
You might have 35.
I doubt it.
What about 40? Have you got 40?
No, is that one of the balls?
Yeah, it is.
I'm losing. I don't care anymore. Don't even think about your bonus ball. I'm serious about that. Don't even think about it.
Okay.
Because there's nothing about your bonus ball that gives me happiness.
Happiness.
Everyone's going to be so sick of that song after the, after today. Never mind about after we've finished in 2 weeks.
I think it should be re-released, and we should get a cut.
We should get a portion?
Yeah.
Of Ken's hat?
Penis. Oh, no!
I was just going to leave it there, but you had to stray over the line, didn't you? You had to go too far.
Oh, okay, I was completing a word.
Who is going to dump you? I mean, you're the watchman for me. Who's the watchman for you? Well, we've got two intelligent students in here who do absolutely nothing. who whine when I ask them to walk 10 yards, get me a newspaper. What was that about, that little display of attitude?
Yeah.
What was that about, by the way?
I was staring out the window.
What, through me?
Nelly, you're fired again.
Again.
Bye.
You keep showing up for work. We can't believe it. Well, have we done that now?
I think we have. 47.
Oh, you just had to do it.
Yeah,
you?
I did.
His ball, his bonus ball, it was in him and it had to come out. Okay, so Dounreay nuclear power plant is exploded in a great ball of fire, and everyone in this country is going to die.
don't be a shocking...
don't be a shock jock.
I wasn't going to use that word, because I know you don't like it.
The Dounreay nuclear plant was at the... shall I do this now or later? Well, we'll see if it's on the news. See if there's, a scorched earth surrounding it. Who would live there, by the way? I mean, or anywhere near there? No politician that proposed building it, that's for sure. Are we going to build it in Westminster? I don't think so. Let's build it in Dounreay. And the people with Dounreay were going, driving around in little, those VW Beetles with nuclear power. No thanks. Stickers in the back. All right, let's, are we still doing this? So what's your query thing? Blimey, how long does this take? Hello, one, you're on the air. A tidbit of talent. That was the new single from The Prodigy. Hello. Okay, in stereo, please, or not at all. Here's five. Hello.
Why have you put me on the air?
That's a good question. Management are thinking that about this whole show. Here is six.
It's all just done in the best possible taste.
Well, it was Kenny Everett, which deserves a prize in and of itself, except it was the worst impression of anybody I've ever heard in my life. Oh.
Do you, Frankie Howard? Go on.
No, because I was like being at a party and everybody swivels around to look at you. I can't do it now.
That's why I said that.
I'll surprise you with it later on. Okay. And my Frankie Howard, as a matter of fact. Here's one. Hello. Hello?
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 I've got a joke for you.
Oh, blimey.
It ain't rude or anything.
It's not rude. Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I heard it today, so I can tell it to you.
Oh, well, it's fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't really do jokes.
I mean, just the sound of your voice doesn't sound like you'd be able to tell a joke well to me. No offence, mate, but you sound, you know, just not funny.
No, it's not one. It's funny. Hello?
Okay, here's this bloke's joke.
A knock-knock.
Oh, it just gets worse. It's a knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play along like I'm five. Who's there?
Uncle Thing.
Uncle Thing who?
Uncle Thing with his rocket launcher is going to crush your spirits.
Uncle what?
Don't ask him to repeat it.
No, okay, but... Hilarious.
Yeah.
Here is... remind me never to do... you should always go with your gut instinct. And my gut started rumbling as soon as he came on. As soon as I heard his voice, that was the sound I wanted to make. Here is... it's an ordinary call. Hello, Carol. Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Nick.
Caroline.
Yes.
Can I put you on hold?
No.
Put her on hold. Take her off to the news.
No.
That's not the woman with the, who used to call us from a hall, is it?
No, her name was...
Something else.
Bert.
All right, well, we've got the balls out of the way, fortunately. We've dusted them down. And they're in the box until next week. So, losing something in translation, or really stupid people. How about stupid people news? How about a good one? Okay, Swedish business consultant Ulf Altrolli laboured 13 years on a book about Swedish economic solutions. He took the 250-page manuscript to be copied, only to have it reduced to 50,000 strips of paper in seconds when a worker confused the copier with the shredder. Oh, that's an actual true story. And we'll be back. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. And now, the snooze.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the conversation of the nation.
Talk Radio satellite weather.
Oh, we're doing the weather now. Oh, good. This will be great.
You reckon?
Yes. Especially in Dounreay, where it's much warmer than most of the rest of the parts of the country, and a strange purplish glow. It's quite delightful.
Maybe that's why the weather's nice here.
Yeah, could quite well be. Please don't go and watch the sunset, because the skin will drip off your face.
Mm.
But everything's safe and stable, they said, at Dounreay. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. TVAM should come from Dounreay. That would be... Who's TVAM?
They used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they became... TVAM became GMTV,
no.
And...
It didn't become G... They lost their franchise.
Oh, well, but people tuning in,
and
they
then,
became. It was like the same button at the same time they became, right?
Yeah.
See, we don't... People who watch television and don't take part in its original business, they don't know any of that rubbish. They just turn the TV on, and what's on is on.
Oh, it was well-publicised, the TVAM.
Oh, thing. Nobody cares about that.
Oh.
It just became it. It was like it was on the next day. That was it. And it was the same. Thereby making it all very strange that they had to lose their license and become something else. Because they became the same. How does that work? I don't understand all this this stuff about regulating media.
No, don't. Please.
Let's talk about regulating radio. I don't understand that at all.
Let's not bother. Tonight, Western Scotland, West Wales, and Northern Ireland will be...
Why not?
...will be mainly dry with
clear
spells.
But I've got two more shows to do. This is what it sounds like at 4 o'clock outside my window. I want to go out, like I was saying a couple of weeks ago, with a blunderbuss, just so I can get enough of them, so they don't... They tell all of their friends... And you could wing a few of them, and they go and tell their friends, keep clear of there, because there's a huge tree outside my place. Oh, I'm surrounded by trees. Very leafy. Quite lovely, really. And, just bird, what the hell have they got to sing? And they stop singing at about 9. They concentrate all their singing. If only they got up a little later and sang at sort of 9-ish, they wouldn't wake anybody up. And they're such boring songs as well. I mean, you know, this kind of... And it's the same thing over... And they'll repeat that forever, like they're sort of stuck in the groove. Groovy birds I've got outside my window.
With clear spells. The rest of the British Isles will also
Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense to anybody. What was that?
Well, it's all going to be merely dry with clear spells, right?
Kind of like this.
The rest of the British...
Especially in mind of a clear spell, isn't it?
The rest of the British Isles will also be largely clear with patchy mist or fog. I'm misty, too much in love. Around dawn.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Really? Is she, she'll be singing on the Eurovision any moment now. Dawn. Who did Dawn used to sing with? It was some sort of comedy name. It could be taken either way, wasn't it? It was,
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Oh, it was a joke, wasn't it?
Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. That's right. And, what was the rude joke? I can't remember. Somebody please tell us what the Tony Orlando and Dawn joke is, and it's 0500 105389. Kev also says that he wants to do some sort of, not that we should even be mentioning this, because if people have forgotten, they might not want to tune in. Not that I can understand why anybody would want to watch that. Really, who would want to watch that? Please. It goes on for 3 hours. The Eurovision lightning round. He wants a tidbit of talent and sing your favourite Eurovision song.
Not necessarily that. It doesn't have to be a Eurovision song.
Please.
It doesn't have to be a Eurovision song.
This is the idea that you can... In all the time that we've been on here, this is your idea?
Oh, come on.
Creative Kev.
What, you mean 35 minutes?
No, in all the time that I've been at this station, this is the idea that I've been waiting for. Yeah. For all this, I've been trying to jimmy you along, to encourage you. Come on, Kev. Come on. Have an idea. And that was it?
Maximum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius.
I'm beginning to lash out wildly now, aren't I?
And the minimum temperature of 3 degrees.
3 degrees. See, I thought I'd never be able to play that again, and there it is, 3 degrees. Kev?
Yes. After the show, if you want.
Oh, okay then.
Tomorrow, Wales and the southern half of England will experience sunshine.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
All right, well, we'll just play the opener. Turning hazy as the day goes on for Steve.
Wait a moment. Start that sentence again.
Wales in the southern half of England will experience sunshine.
Yeah.
Turning hazy as the day goes on. The summer.
Of summer, that's correct, yes.
Towards evening, there will also be the possibility of showery rain spreading from the south.
My favourite.
Northern Ireland, Scotland and Northern England will have a mainly dry day, with sunny spells, although...
The sun has got his hat on.
It'll be clearer.
Wait a minute. The sun has got his hat on. Yes.
Hip, 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 hooray.
How does it go?
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on.
We don't get much of it, so let's enjoy it. So let's have that again. England will be mainly dry with sunny spells.
Although,
yes,
it will be cooler in coastal areas.
Oh, by the sea, you mean?
A maximum temperature. Are you ready for this? This is the biggest number we've ever had as a maximum temperature, or a minimum. Come to that.
Or a minimum.
Does that make sense?
A minimum.
A minimum. It's a maximum temperature of 20...
Wait, don't say it.
It's good to see Nick Scores organised, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm glad that... what was the phrase? That God has blessed me with more than my share of organ, as a matter of fact. And they heard 30 seconds of it. This show so far has been in the toilet. My mother listens to this show. Will you please try and control yourself?
We should call your mother, Nick. A maximum temperature...
Don't even think about it.
...of 22 degrees Celsius.
You are having a laugh. Incha?
No. And a minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius.
See, when I cue you, you've got to look at me.
I wasn't looking at you.
I know you weren't looking at me, you great gonk. Look at me now. There's the cue.
Nick?
Yes?
I just wondered how you felt.
Well, it's kind of like, with both hands, kind of like this.
Why is the word abbreviation so long?
And why isn't there a shorter word for monosyllabic?
Mr. Abbott.
Paul Ross.
You've won the Sony Mad Award.
I'm going to get you, butler.
Do we really deserve this rubbish?
Well, you do. Yeah, we can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission. Good God, Mrs. Hull's on the phone.
You know the last time I spoke to you?
I can't remember.
Well, you put me on hold and I'm still holding.
As they say in Spain, molto grandi, poopy panty. Nick Harris. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So who do we want for Prime Minister of London?
Mayor of London.
For the Mayor of London, whomsoever do we want? Ken. We want Ken. Survey says Ken. Survey says Geoffrey Archer. I don't think so. No, they say. We do not want Geoffrey Archer. Survey says Glenda Jackson. You must be joking. He must be joking. Glenda Jackson, come on. Like, she's going to be Mayor of London. No. Tony Banks. Maybe. Not so awful, but Ken, absolutely. Yes, they say, we want Ken. And what does Tony say? Tony say, no. What kind of a fascistic Nazi state are we living in when they tell you who to vote for? Have you ever heard of anything like that, by the way? I mean, I am deeply in shock. London says, we want Ken. Tony says, you can't have him. We would vote him in. And the Prime Minister of the country says, no. We're not voting for the Mayor of Moscow. This is London we're voting for.
London.
Londoners still have a great deal of affection for Ken Livingstone. We love him. Partly because he put on great fireworks. Partly because the tubes have never been so cheap. And partly because he was great. And he tells the truth. And he's not one of these party suck-ups that just toes the line and does whatever the apparatchiks tell him to do. He's his own man. And he'll be great for London. Everybody's saying that. Polls say, we want Ken. Tony Blair, he say, you can't have him. He said, democratically, you can't have him. Whether you want him or not, it's a democracy. I am in shock. I am in shock. It's like we voted in the Nazi party. I cannot believe it. Am I wrong about any of this?
The opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily those of the Labour Party.
Obviously not. Despite the fact that I voted for them in my entire life, apart from the election that we've just had, the local council election, I voted for the two people who actually got in.
Really? Who were they?
I think I was the only person who actually voted. You go to the polling station for the local council elections and whether we want a yes or no vote for the Lord Mayor. I voted, for the first time in my life, I voted something other than Labour. I voted Liberal, because I couldn't bring myself to vote for that lot, for the other lot. Please. I mean, that would be just a joke. Wouldn't it, really? So I voted Liberal Democrat. I didn't know who they were, or what they were proposing. But I voted for them anyway, and they both got in. I think I was the only person who went and voted that day. Because nobody cares. The reason why hardly anybody went to vote for the Lord Mayor thing is, first of all, everybody thought we were going to get it anyway, and second, everybody's outraged that Tony is not going to let us have what we want to have. Unbelievable. We're going to take a break now.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to anyone yet.
Well, that's because you've been too busy ranting.
Are you still there, Caroline?
I am.
Caroline?
Yes.
Can I call you Carol?
No.
Oh, no. Don't.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Well, she's much nicer this time round. She threw a fit last time I said I was going to put her on hold about 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So what would we like to go into the break? Let's have a chant of...
Do you, Frankie Howard?
Of Ken. We should get Ken Livingstone in on the show. And Geoffrey Archer in on the show. And,
Richard Branson.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Far be it from me to mention anything about where I work apart from here, but...
Please don't.
Me? I didn't do that. You did that.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, you want stupid people news? I could just repeat what Kev just said. You want losing something in translation? Or you want actual letters sent to the council asking for assistance? Actual statements sent in letters to the council asking for assistance. And I've heard all these before. You probably have too. Forgive me. There's only two more shows and I don't care anymore. And it's all downloaded off the internet anyway. I'm forwarding my marriage certificate and 6 children. I had 7, but 1 died, which was baptized on a sheet of paper.
What?
I know. I am writing the welfare department to say that my baby was...
Take 2.
I am writing the welfare department to say that my baby was born 2 years old. When do I get my money? These aren't funny, they're just, like, scary. Like, the people are out there writing this stuff.
And Mrs. Jones has not had any clothing for a year and has been visited regularly by the clergy.
Excuse me.
This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Fax 0541 59 69 79. Nick Abbott.
You thought that I wasn't going to see that. Nellie, our useless assistant, just broke into a dance for a moment there. It's probably the first time that he's ever danced outside of a Christian reunion. How do Christians dance, by the way? Can you show me how that goes?
Hey, go on, dance first. Dance first or you're fired. Oh, do they?
See, if you've got the speakers off in there with your microphone up, he can't hear what I'm saying. Put your headphones on. My question was, how do Christians dance? That's the most offensive thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, how dare you?
If you'd like to access our webpage, then you'll actually see pictures of that on the internet.
Oh, yes, that's right. If you don't have an internet connection, then we'll draw you a diagram and send it to you in the post. In fact, we'll send you Nelly in the post, and you can do it on your doorstep.
Yeah,
and dance as well, as a matter of fact.
And just before
immediately
everyone,
afterwards, yes.
Before everyone phones up and says, what's your webpage? We don't have one. Yet.
You've been saying that for ages.
I understand that it's closer than it is further away.
Excuse me?
It's closer than it is further away.
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It means
you mean we could take a bus to there from here? Have you been hitting the
booze?
I wish.
We should send Nelly out to get some
booze.
Actually,
what would you like?
Are you paying?
Maybe.
Okay.
What should we get?
Get some champagne.
No!
A bottle of Jack Daniels each. Sorry, a bottle of Kentucky bourbon each.
One can of special brew and four straws, please. Okay, let's take some of these.
Are you serious about this?
What?
Should we send Nelly out to get...
Oh,
why not?
Well, because we've got 2 hours of the show to do. So that would be wrong. In the last 20 minutes, maybe. We don't want to be drunk on the air.
All right, well, let's send him at 9 o'clock.
Again.
Can't wait till the last show.
Here is Caroline in Windsor. Hello, dear. We've been waiting for ages. We've been waiting for you to speak for ages. Will you ever tell us what it is that you want?
Do you remember last week I told you about my cat and he'd gone missing?
Yeah.
And you helped me look for him?
No.
Yes, you did.
Right.
I found him.
What?
Do you want to hear this or not?
Oh, right, yeah.
I haven't been hanging on 20 minutes to tell you this.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nick.
Okay, go on, tell
Thank
us what
you.
It is.
He came in the next morning
laugh,
at
yeah.
8 o'clock.
Gotta have a laugh, isn't Chuck?
Do you mind?
Sorry, yeah.
He came in at 8 o'clock the next morning with poo all over him.
I'm so annoying.
Has nothing to do with anything, but I just thought I'd have a say it anyway.
Thank you. And that man you've got on the phone, he
Wait a minute, back
lovely.
Up, back up, back up. Pardon? She came in the next morning.
He came in the next morning with poo all over him.
Oh, it's probably because he was called Merlin. Like, he goes into the cat world, and cats meet each other, and he says, what's your name? And then Merlin, and right, we're going to have you.
Merlin's a great name.
Please. I mean, they just saw him coming. They probably beat the,
No, they didn't.
Out of him.
No, they didn't. I think he was, shut in a shed or something.
He was...
Shut in a shed.
Oh, shut in a shed, yes.
Shut in a shed.
Mm-hmm.
And he pooed, I think.
What,
so
on
we
himself?
We had to give him a bath and everything.
On himself?
Yes.
What kind of a cat's that?
Very sad.
Was it like a dirty
he
protest?
He was missing his mum. Don't you laugh.
And did you stand out the back? Like, you stick your head out the window. What is your living arrangement, dear? Do you live in a flat or a house
I
or what?
I live in a flat.
A flat?
Yes, in a basement flat.
In a basement flat?
Yes.
A garden
in
flat.
In a very posh part of Windsor.
Well, a garden flat is, I think, what we're calling it.
It's not got a garden, actually.
Well, they call it garden flat anyway.
No, they don't, actually. They just call it the basement.
Okay, Caroline.
Thank you.
A basement.
Nicholas.
So were you sticking your head out of the basement going, Merlin?
I was, and I was shaking his treats and walking up and down the road at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for him.
Shaking his treats, really? Did you have them removed by the vet?
No. And you pretended not to care.
For me?
I know you care.
Now,
Now, also,
I'm waiting for your response.
Well, like, you know, when you go to a railway station and the train, they click over on those boards, you know, the
boards.
Yeah, you know the boards for the trains.
Oh, you mean the boards?
Yeah,
the big boards, board,
the
big
the end of a big railway station. They have those big boards, and it's not like digital. It's on little flipping things, and they flip over
things.
Like that.
What an excellent description.
The flipping boards.
Ooh.
And my mind was kind of like that as I was flipping through each, because I was thinking, we're talking about cats, right? And I was thinking, are you being served? I was thinking, Mrs. Slocum.
Yes, you said that last week that I had lost my pussy, but now my pussy has come back.
As long as you're happy with your pussy?
I'm very happy with him.
That's all we want to hear.
Anyway, I have survived without my plastic sausage and my plastic egg that you would not give me last week.
You know what you could do to prevent your cat from leaving again?
And not let him out.
Nail its paws to the table.
I'm not doing that.
What's wrong with
that? And he can stop laughing as well, because it's just not funny.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was Sick Boy.
Sorry.
Is Sick Boy the guy on the phone?
Yeah, he's the person that you...
He's the ugly one.
He's the one that looked after me while I was waiting for 4 hours and drinking 15 glasses of wine for you.
She's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Boot her off the air.
Well, it's great news that your cat's back, dear.
Isn't
this is
it?
Like Lost Pet Line. It's like local... I went to a local radio station once. It was in... Yeah, I haven't actually ever worked on a local radio.
Have you?
But I went to...
I know your history.
I went to a... Blimey. This is
MI5
I've got on the phone
now. You've always wanted a stalker.
Oh, no, I've had many of them, dear.
Have you?
Many, many, many.
Oh, you'll be quite experienced then.
No.
Excuse me? Yeah, I went to a local radio station for
a fiery... Yes, and where was this?
Oh, blimey, do you ever stop speaking?
No.
For a fiery meeting with the program controller, who we hated each other within, on site.
I think I know who that is.
Who?
Might he have someone with red hair?
No.
No?
You liar.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, who?
You know who I'm talking about.
No?
Someone who, no, that's not right. Someone who
She's talking about the other place, Nick. She thinks the other place is...
I am thinking of the other place.
Yeah, if we hated each other, you think I'd be working there? You're not making much sense, Caroline. Why don't you go stroke your cat? Leave us alone. I didn't like her general attitude. She's too butt-inny. That's why the cat left. She couldn't stand it anymore. Never get the cat never got a word in edgeways. I pulled her down, and I can still hear her laughing.
That's because I was listening to her.
Pardon?
Are you still there?
I am still here, yeah.
Say goodbye.
No! Here.
She's still speaking.
On the radio.
Yeah, okay, time to go, dear.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Lovely speaking to you again.
Mm-hmm. where was I? Oh, yeah, and so I went all the way up there to Cambridge, I think it was, or Peterborough, or somewhere horrible like that. Somewhere where there's nothing. You know, you get off the train and there's nothing there. It's like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid when they went to Bolivia. Remember when Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid went to Bolivia because they thought it was going to be great for banks and stuff, and they got off the train and there was nothing there? Chickens. That's what's happening when you get off the train at Peterborough. Chickens. That's all there is. And nothing as far as the eye can see. And a radio station serving them. Cow FM, I think it's called. So I went there, and the first... We virtually threw each other out. Instantly, we saw each other.
What was his name?
I can't. If you put a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to remember what that bloke's name is. And so I knew, even before I spoke, that I wasn't going to get this job. But I knew before I saw the guy that I didn't want the job, because the first thing you see when you go in the building is the Lost Pet board. How local is that? Painful. So, are we going to do another break now? Blimey, they are coming thick and fast. Mostly thick.
Before you do your bit,
yes.
Did you bring the photograph?
I did.
Great.
Some woman who, she called me last week, said, I've got a photograph, I think it's of you, because we used to exchange letters, because she thought that she went to the same school as me. Now, I, who can remember barely nothing at all about anything, I'm surprised I even remembered to come into work.
Well, he nearly didn't.
Oh, thanks a lot for putting that on the air.
That's okay.
Late, was I?
Just a bit.
And I said, no way, I don't remember who you are. And I didn't converse or correspond to anybody from the old school that I used to go in Essex when I went to school in Scotland. And I said, send me the letter, I challenge you. Send me the picture. And there I am. Oh, my God. What do I look like? Full-on 70s gear. You are not
having a look at this, by the way.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Oh, come
no
on.
No way.
Nelly, get the picture.
And Nelly can get out of here, right? I will fight you for this. I'm serious. Leave. Leave now.
All right, we'll look at it in the pub later on. And the photo as well.
And the photo,
thank you
too,
very much,
yes.
Indeed.
You've been listening to me too much.
Yes.
So I will go through that bizarre episode at length later. Now, what would you like? Stupid criminal news.
Something
how about that?
Brief.
Well, I don't really think that I like your attitude. A policeman in Canberra, Australia, who hid $200 in the barrel of his pistol for safekeeping, was showered with money when a colleague grabbed the gun to fire a warning shot at the suspect. Shredded bills floated around them while the suspect ran away. And angry bank clerk Yars Jorensen couldn't get his brand new television and video to work at home in Oslo in Norway, so he shot them 37 times with a rifle.
This is Talk Radio. Nick Abbott.
He's got horns coming out of his head, he's got a ring through his nose, he wears loafers.
Yeah. 0500 1053 89. So this is Big Survey. This was report. Could that have ended any more suddenly?
Okay, let's try that again. I pulled down the wrong fader, sorry.
Oh?
Nelly, do you want to do this now? I shouldn't stand up.
So there's a big survey, which told us what we were going to do in our lifetime. So I'll go through that. What we're going to eat, what we're going to grow, what we're going to do, and all of that stuff. So I'll get a calculator out, and I'll work out how far we are behind in our schedule shortly. I can't believe that nobody wants to talk about the Lord Mayor of London. Not that we want to go over and over and over it, but, you know, I throw these things out and I say outrageous things and they just, like, bounce off people, like they just don't care. All they want to talk about is, oh, look at this, school reunions, a joke. Now, I don't want jokes, sick boy. You listening to me? I'm trying to think of a comedian, I can't think of any. Unless it's Steve Martin himself. Well, he doesn't do jokes, does he? Unless it's, think of a British comic.
Where's Dennis?
Oh, think of another one.
Okay. I can't think of any.
Who's the fat Irish guy?
Frank Carson.
Unless it's Frank Carson. That's amazing. We had to go back, like, 30 years to think of a... I know he's probably still working. But isn't there anybody up to date that we can think of that tells jokes at all?
Ben Elton?
Well, that's 15 years we're going back.
Okay.
Eddie Izzard?
He doesn't tell jokes.
No, he doesn't.
What colossal failures you are. Makes me want to scream! These are the people I've chosen to work with me. Right, so maybe, I don't know, put him on anyway, and someone wants to talk about Eurovision. Calls are a little light. People aren't watching that show, are they? Please tell me that this audience is not watching that show.
That's why we need an antidote to it. We need the Eurovision lightning round to pull those people from...
But anybody that's listening to this show is not interested in the Eurovision song contest.
They reckon over...
It stuns me that anybody would want to watch that.
Over 100 million people worldwide are going
to
be watching.
Yeah, but it's 100 million people in, like, Sweden, where there's nothing to do.
Have you ever been to Sweden?
No.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I've been to Copenhagen. Where's that? Norway.
Europe somewhere.
It's in Europe, precisely, and there's nothing to do in Copenhagen. The people in Copenhagen told me how boring Sweden was, and there is nothing to do in Copenhagen at all. It's shut almost all of the time.
Are you going to tell that story about the sandwich shop in Luxembourg again?
No.
Oh. Please.
All right, let's go through some of these now. Here's a bloke in Hull called Robert. Hello, you're on Talk Radio.
Hello, Nick. Good evening. You know, just wondering about a couple of topics that might interest you and others. About astrology. Isn't it about the biggest load of rubbish you've ever heard?
Yeah, that's what Russell Grant says.
I mean, this whole thing about, oh, your sign will rise into Venus and go through Uranus and all that kind of rubbish.
Will it?
Yeah. Isn't it about time they admitted it's a load of tosh and just scrap the whole thing by the year 2000? I don't know.
You sound to me like a Leo.
No, I'm not. I was born under the sign of Pyrex.
Art Pyrex, yes, of course. Those people don't believe in astrology. Yes. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and talk to Russell, and you can both duke it out on the air. In fact, why don't you come over here, and you can speak to him tomorrow?
Yeah,
come on. Cool. And we can take pictures and cheer our whomsoever it is that we want. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah.
You said two things. The first one is like, meh. What's the other thing?
The other thing is roofed stadiums for having sports events in. I'm sure the reason why we haven't had a roofed stadium built in this country is because of Wembley. There's a body of opinion, I'm sure, mainly to do with the football hierarchy and that, that says, oh no, we mustn't have a new stadium built that's superior to Wembley, oh no. That's why I would condone the IRA blowing up Wembley. Then we'd have no choice but to build something like the Louisiana Superdome or the Seattle Kingdom.
Right, as long as you don't say anything ridiculous and outrageous, that's okay. By the way, what is that accent?
I'm in Hull.
Is that the comedy accent that people have who come from Hull?
No.
Yeah, but what's the accent?
Well, Yorkshire.
Really? But you speak very, you don't speak, you speak amusingly.
Well, you could say that. By the way, I've been sitting here for about half an hour.
Uh-huh.
With a red hot ear, absolutely giggling my you know what's off listening to this.
Really? Well, time to go pick him up. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. He's easily pleased. Doesn't he speak funnily?
Doesn't he just? Let's give him a show.
Yes. Do you want a show at the weekend, Robert?
I'd love it.
Okay, cool. Show up at the building, and your interview is on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we're based in Edinburgh, by the way.
That's right. That's Princes Street in Edinburgh, in your beautiful Edinburgh. Go west along Princes Street, and it's on the left-hand side. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. What's happening in there?
Mike Allen is here.
Mike Allen? We don't want to speak to him.
I know. You're about an hour and 10 minutes early, yeah. Mike.
I don't want to speak to you.
He's looking spiffing tonight. Who irons his shirts, do you think?
I don't know. Who irons your shirts?
I do.
He does.
He does. Blimey.
Oh, here he comes.
Do you want to book a session? I can do shirt.
You can?
I can do shirt. I do good shirt.
Mike gives good shirt.
In fact, I've got the stiffest cunts.
You have the what? Sorry?
Stiffest cuffs.
Oh, cuffs! Ah! Blimey. Speak closer to the microphone when you say stuff like that.
I was going to dump you there.
This doesn't happen on my program.
I know.
You're coming to do it on mine. Fortunately, you've only got two to go, so it's okay. You can say whatever you like. But don't. You can see he's going to too. And he was standing right above where we got the trapdoor.
Yeah,
there's a little button under this desk there. I was going to have to disappear him into the floor. He was going to go into the floor below. Some of the people on the air here have actually tried to dig their way out of here, not realizing that they're on the third floor. Are you still there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blimey. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Here's one in London. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Ray.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Splendid. Oh, by the way, Copenhagen's in Denmark, not Norway.
Like I said, yeah, but Denmark is a part of Norway. Everybody know that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, any know fool that. Know that, yes.
All oh, right.
Denmark is a small county in the middle of Sweden, which is just outside Finland, as a matter of fact.
All oh, right.
And they're both, the capital of both of those is Amsterdam.
All oh, right. It's just I was planning to go to Copenhagen for my holiday this year.
Don't.
No?
Do not go to Copenhagen. What? For why did you choose Copenhagen?
Well, it seems like a very colourful place, you know, thrusting, vibrant.
Colourful, if you like the colour grey. Now, come on, why did you pick Copenhagen? Of all the places in all the world?
Well, I suppose I've been selfish. They speak English.
Yeah, but then so does most of Europe.
Well, not all of them, but, I thought Denmark especially, they speak English over there. And just what I've read about the place, it seems like a very colourful place.
What have you read about the place?
Well, from brochures and all that, and books from the library.
And so, what about the joys of Amsterdam, for instance?
I saw a mouse, where? There on the stair, where on the stair, right there. A little mouse with clogs on.
Clogs on.
Yeah, that sounds quite nice. Might...
Amsterdam is a hell of a lot better in every respect than Copenhagen is. They've got better museums, they've got, well, I was going to say better parks, but there aren't really any parks to speak of in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They've got better art galleries, they've got better shops, it's nicer to look at, the people are, Well, I guess they both look the same.
Mm. Is it very loud over there?
Loud?
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's peaceful and tranquil and quiet.
Yeah?
It's beautiful. You would enjoy it if you wanted to go, if you were like my parents, for instance, they would enjoy it tremendously because it would be calm and gentle, and there's, you know, all these great paintings, and there's art to go and look at, and you could sit out in cafes and watch the boats go down the canals, and you'd come back so calm.
Yeah.
It'd be great. But you would also like it if you were, you know, 17, and you wanted to go out and go, Menno! Played the wrong one. It was so close.
That's the one.
It was funny, though.
Or you could, you know, if the mood took you and you didn't take your medicine with you, you could go out there and go out to a club and anything could happen. You could go... Oh, I can't be bothered to speak up to that. So, no, don't go to Copenhagen, mate. Go to Barcelona. What about Barcelona? That's a great place. I've just come back from there. I've been touting that place on the air like it's going out of style.
I've been to Spain enough times. My mum's from Spain.
And where did you go in Spain?
Bilbao, Barcelona, Madrid.
Barcelona. Now, doesn't that make you want to go?
Beauty.
Such sweet release.
All right, anyway. Oh, dear. Where do I start? I'm going to take part in the game.
Oh, there was a point to the call. The game. Okay.
I'll do the other one if you've got it. Tommy Boyd.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, dear.
Tommy Boyd, you are a loser, baby.
What's new?
So why don't we kill you? I want you to sing along with this. Why have I always been a failure? And he did, too.
That's my theme tune, that.
Okay, well, that was a beautiful call, Ray.
Thank you.
Go and thrash yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. What is this show about, by the way?
We're doing issues and topics, aren't we?
Serious issues and topics program. That's right.
The NHS.
This is not a comedy program. This is a serious issues program. We only talk about the issues on this program. What is At Issue on this program?
Does it make you happy?
I've never had so much happiness. It's the greatest gift that I possess. As a matter of fact.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
Now, Kev, have you been blessed with more than your share of happiness?
Of course.
Andy, have you been blessed with more than your fair share of happiness?
Well, has been said.
Come on, we want names.
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on.
No.
Nelly.
No, what's Nelly?
Have you been shared? Have you been... have you been, I forgot what the question is now.
It's trunk sized.
Really? What, it's sort of like square like this with locks on the top?
And grey, yeah.
Lovely.
God.
Oh. 0500-1053-89. If you can explain what it is that's going on here, we would love to hear from you.
Would you like to take a break?
Not really.
Okay.
You want stupid criminal news?
No.
Blimey, suddenly you're running the show. You want statements taken from letters to the council?
Nah.
You want things said in court that aren't quite what they meant?
Oh yeah, that sounds good. Legal.
What?
Legal? Legal.
Yeah, it's a bit of legal, mate. Morons I'm dealing with here. Okay, now I'm going to have to play two people here. So I'm going to put a voice on for one of them, so you understand which is which.
Do you, Frankie Howard?
Do you understand the rules as I've explained them to you?
Yes.
What is your name? Ernestine McDowell. And what is your marital status? Fair. Do you want me to drop the voice?
No. Sorry, no.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, how was your first marriage terminated? By death. And who? By whose death was it terminated? And? Doctor, did you say that he was shot in the woods? No. I said he was shot in the lumber region.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500-1053-89.
Apart from away.
It's going away now.
Hooray!
It's Eurovision.
Just a little bit.
It's the Nick Abbott Eurovision special.
That's what we've all been hoping for weeks on this show, just a little bit, apart from Kev, who has more than his fair share.
Would you stop? Sorry.
Have you been home this week?
I have, actually, yeah.
When you leave, you know, on Monday from your little hovel that you call home, that sort of squalid mess that you have out in the Docklands somewhere, that appalling tip that you bought and you call mon repose, when you leave there, do you like take changes of underwear and stuff? Because you never go home. Seriously, like you're out all the time.
No, I just wear hers.
And is it always the same person, or are you out there, you know, full, you know, like, putting notches on your...
No, I don't do the notch thing. No, it's one person.
What, at a time, or...?
Excuse me, not that I really want to discuss my private life on air.
And does any money change hands?
Oh, man. No.
Really?
Oh, sorry. Yes, she pays me. Sorry, that
well, beyond the realms of belief, really. Thank you so much for dragging this show down into the gutter. Right, let's take some of these calls now, because these people have been waiting forever. Here's one about what we were just talking about on that cute little ad break, and it's a person called Neil in Bournemouth.
Nick?
Neil?
Where is the sports car, the Lotus Elise sports car? I've been searching for it in Bournemouth, and I can't find it anywhere. So was the competition a hoax? This is the question.
Well, how big is Bournemouth?
It's very, very small.
Well, it's not so small.
It's three houses.
Three houses big.
And there's
wow.
a blue car, an orange car, and there's no talk radio red car. So where is it? I'm searching for it here.
Is that an actual fact? There's only three houses in Bournemouth. This bloke must be telling the truth.
Three
it's
houses
a fix.
And a half a
no,
car.
No, it's not a fix. Hold on a sec. No, it's not, I don't think she's been it's been delivered to her yet, Neil.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's still being built.
I was
what do you mean it's still being built?
Well, after Kirsty had her prize.
Oh, that, yeah.
What shade is Talk Radio Red? That was what I was asking.
Yeah, what shade is Talk Radio Red? Is it Pillbox Red? Is it
that red, obviously.
Is it a famous...
Oh, that really works on radio.
I know.
Oh, blimey. Listen to you. Have you ever been on a radio show before? It's that red, he says. And the audience is nodding sagely in agreement.
I was kidding.
We haven't got it yet, because I wanted a taxi ride around.
It's a sort of a reddish red.
A
you're not going to get anywhere near that car. She probably won't even take it out the garage.
I saw it on the ad break. She sounded quite excited about it.
If she drives it around Bournemouth, trust me, you will see it, because there's not a car that you can miss.
Drive it down the beach. That'd be quite good fun.
It's an amazing... It looks like a beach type of car, like a car you would take down to the beach. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
So what does it look like? Is it a flat sports car? Or was it like a mini or something like that?
It looks like a sort of... It looks like it should be on a racetrack.
Yeah?
It looks like it's doing 70 miles an hour in that still picture.
So it's a bad car for Bournemouth, basically.
And it's actually parked. Parked, it looks like it's breaking the speed limit. I don't know, never been to Bournemouth. What's, now, Bournemouth, I'm thinking, I'm, like, racking my brains for, my...
There's water. There's
my
sand.
School geography. It's, not by the seaside, is it?
Yeah. Just think pier, ice cream, and the strange man who has the wind-up monkey machine.
I'd like one of those. I'd like a wind-up monkey.
We've got Kev.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd like to know where you're winding him up from, but maybe that's just...
Oh!
Well, we'll send you a diagram in the post and also a handle for your pleasure and delectation.
So you would need, then, a barrel organ, wouldn't you? And you'd want me to dance to it. I have one here.
You have a barrel organ?
Yeah. Would you like me to whip it out?
Will you leave that stuff to me?
I know, I'm talking...
Please.
I'm talking about the barrel organ, okay? Let's see, I've got it. Hold on. Right, ready? Now, do you want me to dance along to it?
Yes, actually I would.
Actually, Nelly's better at dancing than
I would like to see you dance to it, please. Come on, you're still sitting. Can you please get up and dance to this?
Well, I'm probably dancing.
Now he's standing.
Like this.
And he's raising his arms up and down like a puppet. Like he's being... Like strings are being pulled from above.
Well, you know, it's very difficult.
Is this what you do in a club? It's amazing that you ever scored.
It's very difficult to play this organ and, you know, dance at the same time.
Yes, he looks like... You remember Sound of Music when they put on that puppet show and then the things were raising their arms and their legs up at the same time because they were on the same piece of string? That's what he looked like.
It's like that comedian, isn't
it? Unbelievable. They probably have your picture on the doors of clubs all over the nation saying, don't let this man in. Because the people just run for the walls when you do that on a dance floor. Was it a pity date? Here's one in... again?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Right, what do we want now? Did we like the court thing?
Yeah.
That cost me 10p to download that, and you're going, yeah. Letters written to the council asking for assistance. Notes in foreign hotels and restaurants that have lost something in the translation.
Mm.
What was that?
I like that one. No, I wanted to hear that.
All right. Okay. It's Sicky's vote.
Thank you.
It's a sick vote.
Now he's happy. Now he has more than his... Oh, no. in a Belgrade elevator... To move the cabin, push button for wishing floor. If the cabin should enter more persons, each one should press a number of wishing floor. Driving is then going alphabetically by national order. In a Bucharest hotel lobby, the lift is being fixed for the day. During that time, we regret that you will be unbearable.
We are controlling the transmission.
This is Talk Radio. Nick Abbott.
Yo, mother listens to this show, doesn't she?
No.
I saw in the paper today the pictures of Yuri Geller's place. Have you seen it?
No.
Unbelievable. It's a palace. It's an actual, genuine palace. Ceausescu doesn't have a palace like Yuri Geller's place in Sonning.
Where's
the address is? Sonning, it's in Berkshire.
Oh. So the address isn't going to be like 151...
Somebody offered him £10 million for it, and he turned them down. Why is he still working?
Because he's very good.
Oh, the upkeep, perhaps.
He's very good. Did you hear his show on Bank Holiday Monday?
No.
Oh.
How was it?
It was very good.
I bet it was. Because
mm-hmm.
He is very good.
Very talented.
None of the equipment worked after he finished in here, though.
I knew you were going to say that.
So we got Hello Magazine here with Judy Finnegan and what's his name on the front? What's his name?
Richard Madeley.
Richard Madeley and Judy Finnegan. Isn't it funny when you see, it's like George Bush and his wife. You look at them and you think, that's his mum. You do, don't you? Other way around, older men with younger women, you think, that's perfectly natural and right. Just right and proper, just as it should be. But it always seems funny the other way around, which is ridiculous. Is it not? I mean, she's what, 80?
No, she's not. She's, I don't know, early 40s, I would have said.
I don't want to crack the same joke twice in like, successive weeks, but is that in dog years?
Oh.
No, she's not 40, is she? She looks like she's entirely made of plastic on this photograph.
I'm sure she isn't.
No, actually she is. She's entirely made of plastic. She's a robot. No, not a lot of people know that. She's one of them wind-up robots. So you use the same handle to wind her up as they do Kev. And the monkey. I'm flipping through Hello Magazine on the air. Somebody stop me! Here's a... are you still there, Neil?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. What is it with these...
question? When are you leaving?
This is the... I've got two more shows after this.
No, you can't leave.
I'm leaving.
Because you have a fan called Charlotte who lives in Bournemouth as well, and she's madly in love with you, and she's listening at this moment now, and you can't leave. So on her behalf, I have to beg. I'm on my knees now, begging.
Yeah. And Charlotte, she listens to the show all the time.
And she fluffs at her long blonde hair, and,
uh-huh.
And she pouts at the radio.
Can't do without me.
She is gagging, mate.
And Not a little.
Crazy.
Hit it that time. Okay, gotta go, mate.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Here is one. Maybe you should go and console her, or, you know, just nip in there while the going is good. Here's one in Caerphilly. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Dale.
Hello.
Dale.
Hello.
Dale.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
I'd just like to say that the radio station's damn cool, and I got a joke for you.
Now, have we checked this joke? We have. Now you're nodding at me with pain.
Well, it's sort of funny in...
Hey?
It's sort of not funny, but it's funny-ish.
Oh, we don't want it on the air, then.
Well, I'm not getting positive vibes about this joke, Dale.
It's kind of... All right.
How long have you been waiting?
What do you do for a living, Dale?
Security work.
Mm-hmm. Overnight security?
Yeah.
Not traditionally a funny occupation.
Sir?
So you're on your own overnight in...
No, with my uncle.
With your uncle?
Yep.
Is this one of those, imaginary uncles?
No.
He's uncle the Gary. Real... Gary the uncle. Okay, mm-hmm. Now, and where is this?
This is in Caerphilly.
Oh, in Caerphilly?
Yeah.
Yeah, but where, though?
At Castleview, in Castleview Retail Park.
In a retail park. So, in other words, it's just the two of you.
Yep.
Overnight.
Yep.
Nothing to do. Nothing on TV, right? And you're, what, being amusing with each other?
Hmm.
Telling jokes back and forth.
Nice.
So you're honed in this respect.
Yeah.
So this is going to be great. So right. Here it is, a joke from Dale in Caerphilly.
Right. Man walks into a bar and says, "Ow."
Oh.
It's all in the delivery, isn't it, really?
Oh.
Sick boy, you are fired.
You really are. No, we were kidding before, but now you really are fired.
That's it, man.
No, we're serious about it now. You are out of here.
Leave now.
Now?
No.
No, well, not now.
That's fine.
No, not now.
No, go on, leave now.
Get him sat right.
Please, All right, stand by now. You can stay for a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
You can stay for a bit longer.
We'll pay you for the shift, and then you're gone. History. Arrivederci. You'll never work in this town again. I'm serious about that, too. If it's the last thing I do, I'll make your life a living hell. I'm going to concentrate on that for as long as I live. No, seriously, I'm going to stalk you. You're never going to forget this. I will personally make sure of that.
Nick, he's still on hold. Maybe he's got another joke.
Dale, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you have any more funny gags for us?
I have another one.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I'll put you on hold. It's Aid who can't get laid.
Oh, Nick, I don't think I can what's it. I don't think I can follow the funniness of that last bloke.
You don't think you can what's it? No, I think that's the tragedy of your life.
Yeah, anyway, I've only got a few minutes. Have you ever been to a school reunion?
No.
A mate of mine is not old. He's like actually got to asking people to go for a reunion now. And I'm not sure that's a good idea, because once it might be full of people that have been successful in life. And, we might, not being cruel or anything, but he's not, he's not really done anything with his life.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 23, but I'm on about your mate. He's 26, I think.
Right, so this is only sort of a five years old, right? Is it your last year at school reunion, or is it a primary school reunion? What age are we talking about?
It's not mine. It's a mate of mine's.
Oh, this is one of those things where somebody goes into the doctor's and says that I've got a discharge doctor, or a friend of mine has a discharge doctor. What do you think I should do? One of those, is it? Oh, it's a friend of yours, I see.
Yeah, but I'm not old enough to go to school reunion. It's last like 10 years. I've only been left 8. I'm not old.
And what have you achieved so far in 8 years? Two years to go.
I've had to really work on this really quickly. I've not even been broken in yet, have I?
Broken in? Well, like you're some sort of wild horse.
Well, what's that? If you get any word on the line, what's it? I'll prove myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
I could, what's that? But you'd be all right at a school reunion, because you've really achieved something, haven't you? And you could tell, you could say you're the world's greatest... radio person.
Yeah, I could say that I'm the best person on this station at this particular time. Yes.
No, but I bet you, what's it, the geeky bloke that everybody hated at school? And he's like, what's it, it's probably like really...
A millionaire. A millionaire, that's right.
Yeah, and what's been made day worse than this the little cinema that's going to shut anyway.
Well, that's the problem with being popular at school, is that you don't go on to achieve anything in life. Never be popular at school. You want to be like Bill Gates.
I wasn't popular at school. I achieved nothing.
Well, every now and again, one slips through. And we're all very, very sorry about that, but you're never going to get it. Mm. It's Aid Who Can't Get Laid. Thanks a lot, mate. Bye-bye. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. What should we have? Stupid criminal news. Why not? Got all this stuff to get through over the next 3 weeks. A gunman in Seymour in Indiana didn't steal anything when he held up two students. He ordered them to run on the spot for 20 minutes. And experts spent 2 months and $1 million studying a dinosaur egg found in New Mexico, only to discover it was a cow's gallstone.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the conversation of the nation.
And it's Talk Radio satellite weather, which should pass largely uninterrupted at this time, shouldn't it, Nick? Great. Tonight, Western Scotland, West Wales and Northern Ireland will be mainly dry with clear spells. The rest of the British Isles will also be largely clear with misty, with patchy mist even, and or a fog around dawn.
Here he comes.
A maximum, a maximum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature...
What is the dawn joke, by the way? Somebody's got to tell us the Tony Orlando and dawn joke.
Please not on the air, though.
I can't remember what that is. I know it's disgusting, but I can't remember what it is.
Minimum temperature.
Tony Orlando and dawn. Something about that. Yeah. Where are we?
Tomorrow, Wales and the southern half of England will experience sunshine, turning hazy as the day goes on.
Those hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer.
Yeah. Towards evening, there will also be the possibility of showery rain spreading from the south.
Ah.
Sure something was meant to happen there. I know, I'm setting myself up for it.
Go on.
Well, here we go then. Northern Ireland, Scotland and Northern England will have a mainly dry day with sunny spells.
Tweet, tweet.
It will be cooler in coastal areas. A maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius.
Wait a minute, coastal areas. How does that song go?
And a minimum temperature...
Wait a minute, how does that song go?
What song?
The coastal areas song. How does it... Oh, yes, I do like to be beside the seaside, yes.
Minimum temperature.
Minimum.
Minimum. Of 11 degrees Celsius.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Me neither.
But we'll have to.
Nelly.
Yes. Play it in.
Nick.
Yes.
I just wondered how you felt.
Well, it's kind of like with both hands, kind of like this.
Why is the word abbreviation so long?
And why isn't there a shorter word for monosyllabic?
Mr. Abbott.
Paul Ross.
You've won the Sony Mad Award.
I'm going to get you, butler.
Do we really deserve this rubbish?
Well, you do.
If you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We own a mission.
Good God, Mrs. Hull's on the phone.
You know the last time I spoke to you?
I can't remember.
Well, you put me on hold and I'm still holding.
As they say in Spain, molto grande, poopy panty.
Nick Harris.
Maybe I should open some mail on the air. Oh, we got that thing that woman sent me about the picture of me.
I want to see it.
No.
On, let me just come in there and have a quick look. I want to tell any
of
these. Oh, come on, please, Nick.
This is a picture of me when I must have been 14. I'm sitting on a rock, and I've got Adidas trainers, which, bizarrely, the Adidas trainers are now very fashionable.
Oh, come on, let me
every-
see it.
No, get out.
Please.
There. Don't touch it.
Okay. Your hair's not that colour. Were you wearing a wig?
Get out. So I'm wearing Adidas trainers that aren't... all the kids are wearing them now. And flares, you could... Indians could put up teepees inside the bottom of the flares that I'm wearing on these trousers. And shirts that used to come with collars that you could... Planes take off with wings smaller than the collar they've got on this shirt, and they have stupid little dots sort of designs on them. And it looks like I'm wearing some sort of hair helmet. It's just hair everywhere. Painful, and I have absolutely no memory of you. There's a picture of this woman as well, and she says that we used to correspond. I've got no memory of you at all, Philippa. Which I think is scary. I mean, this is happening to me all the time. Like, people are saying, hey, do you remember this? And I had a bloke come by to do the to do my pension, right? Because I haven't had any money for a while, and I stopped doing my pension. I had to start it up again, and he came by, and I had to sign at the end. He did everything for me. I had to sign at the end and put the date. I couldn't remember, first of all, what month we were in, and second of all, what the year was. I did not know what year we were in.
What year is it?
1998.
Oh, well done. You do know.
I know now, because I've checked. But off the top of my head, I've got no idea what year it was. Don't you find that concerning?
Very. Well, I'm glad there's only 2 weeks to go.
Here is a prescient and quite correct call in Dagenham. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Nick.
Ruth.
How are you?
Good.
I'd like to comment on the smuttiness of your show tonight. I am astounded it's taken you so long. I'm so pleased to hear that you and the guys there are spreading all your happiness around.
What?
And Kevin...
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, blimey. Just the just the tone of her voice when she said that, I think we have a stalker and slasher on the air.
Well, she is a bit, because she used to listen to me when I worked with, what's his name again?
That man that did the evening show.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name offhand.
Bob.
Something like that, yes. Was it Ray? Anyway, tell me.
No.
Have you got a problem with ladies' underwear? Are you wearing it right now?
I am. Would everyone like to see?
Oh, God, no.
He's not got the fishnets on, has he, Nick?
I'm getting bilious just thinking about it.
He used to answer phones in the evening wearing fishnets and a basque.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, you're thinking of Miff.
No, Miff just wears a silk camisole.
And oh, please, can we please stop talking about this?
Why, are you getting hot under the collar?
No, I'm getting sick.
He's leaving.
I'm going to have to go over here.
Oh. Only because you look better in them, Kev, than he does.
Yeah.
How are you keeping?
I think that you better swap phone numbers and discuss this off the air. Blimey, nice talk
to
you, Ruth.
Nick?
Yes?
What are we going to do without you on a Saturday night?
You're going to suffer, dear. Suffer.
We're suffering,
this
just
is going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts me.
Ooh, matron.
Oh, blimey. you are bad.
I know, but I'm wicked.
Yeah, when you're bad, you're better. Gotta go.
Bye.
0500 1053 89, free call. Here is one in Glastonbury. William.
Hi.
I want to go to Glastonbury this year. You live in Glastonbury?
No, I don't. I live in Street.
In where?
Street. Right next to Glastonbury. I go to school in Glastonbury.
There's a place called Street.
Oh, yeah. They make shoes.
Street shoes?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so what is the local feeling about the Glastonbury Festival?
Well, I don't go, but some people like it.
What do adults think about it?
I don't know. I mean, I can get free tickets, you see, but I don't take them because I don't want to go.
How can you get free tickets?
Well, if you work, because they want loads of stewards.
Right.
So if you're...
But that would be a total bummer, dude, to go to Glastonbury and have to work.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it's not that bad, because you have to work a few hours. And then you...
And you get to loon about.
Yeah.
Cool. is there not some sort of groundswell of opposition with the people that run shops and, you know, the elderly people who live there? Don't they hate it?
Well, yeah, some of them do, yeah. But then...
The hell with them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up?
Well, I don't know. You know your video song contest?
Yeah.
Don't you think that all the songs are just the same?
I haven't watched that since probably that picture was taken that I've just described since I was about 14. Why would anybody want to watch that?
Well, I don't know. I don't. I haven't. But, you know, they always are. They're just always the same.
They're always songs that you think that will never sell outside of their own country. It always surprises me what people listen to in other countries, and you only realise that when you actually go there, because we don't play any of that crap that comes out of France, for instance.
Well, no, but, I mean,
or
they
you know,
they just play our songs all the time.
Of course, yeah,
we're far superior to that.
Absolutely, in every way, shape, and form. Well, not shape. We're not superior in our shape to say the Dutch.
But
in every other respect, musically, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you go to Dutch land and France land and all of these places. And
no, I don't.
And
then,
of course not, because you're too young. I'm guessing you're what, 5?
Or 13.
Oh. Fully fledged grown up.
Well, so not quite.
You go to one of these. You go to one of these places, and you turn the radio on, and it's just the most appalling tripe is coming out of it. You think?
Yeah, I know. It's just sad.
And then it's interspersed. Every other song is by Michael Jackson.
An Oasis.
Probably Oasis now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you actually call about?
I don't know, but the Game.
You don't know?
Well, I do now.
The Game.
Yeah.
You want part one or two?
Part one,
he say. Okay, here's the Game. We're going to get rid of you really quickly.
Do that again, please.
I don't think so. 0500 1053 89. Not even if you're from Glastonbury, you don't get a freebie on this show. Stupid criminal news?
Yeah, go on.
You just don't care, do you?
No, I don't. Actually, no.
After he had been robbed of $20 in Winnipeg in Canada, Roger Morse asked for his wallet back. The mugger agreed, handing over his own wallet by mistake and ran off. Roger was $250 better off.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Yeah. Have we got a calculator in the building?
A calculator?
Yep.
Oh, could you find him a calculator?
Yes.
Got a phone? It's got numbers on it, isn't it? Well, you can actually use it as a calculator.
How complex do you want the
problem
to be?
Well, go give it to Nick.
Oh, no, give me a proper calculator. I don't want to use your phone. I mean, next, Kev will be offering his digital watch.
Oh, no, that's broken there. You know what this is? I don't have it.
Oh, I hope you didn't drop it on your foot.
No. Oh, and by the way, just a technical note. When you feel sort of... there's a build-up of pressure, and you need to press the cough button. Don't press the talk back button at the same time, because we heard it when you did just before the break.
Like that?
Yeah. Which was quite amusing, but, you know, kind of disgusting as well.
Right. Your complaint has been registered.
And?
And duly forgotten.
Great.
Here's a call about Eurovision in Blackburn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Glenn.
Right. I'd like to make some points about two topics, really. But before I actually do...
Oh, wait a minute. There's three topics.
All right, then. If you want to go that way, I'll speak about three topics.
Let's see how we go topic by topic, OK?
Right. Well, first of all, you were on about Spain earlier on, and I rung up a couple of weeks ago about Spain. Do you remember?
How
it was a dump.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it seems no one took any notice of what I said about Spain, because, including yourself, because you went, didn't you?
And it wasn't a dump.
Was it not?
No, it was great.
So, we differ on that matter then.
Well, fortunately, just by the sound of your voice, I thought that this is a person to ignore.
Well,
wait for it.
Right. Can I make the second point now?
Okay.
Yeah?
Which part of the word okay didn't you understand? Yes, get on with it, man.
Right. Well, it's about the Eurovision Song Contest. I can't believe us Europeans had stooped to such low levels to get cheap entertainment. It's an absolute joke. There's no point in it. And basically, it's a load of rubbish. I mean... this is how sad Europeans are. There was an argument in the ET about whether Jaffa Cake... don't put that music on.
What's wrong with this music? This is European
like
music, man. You don't like it?
Don't take Mick out to my house, mate. Just because you're posh and I'm not.
That's the thing about me, is I'm so posh. Anyway, what were you going on about?
Right. The Europeans are so sad. There was an argument in the EC about whether Jaffa Cakes are actually biscuits or cakes.
They're biscuits, man.
Exactly. And that is that a reason for debate?
They're cakes, actually.
Is that an area for debate? I don't think so.
Well, which are you saying it is?
I'm saying it's a biscuit.
Well, it's a cake.
You just said it was a biscuit.
No, well, I was only saying that to lull you into a false sense of security. Of course it's a cake, man. It's a Jaffa cake.
Right, then. Well, you see, they're a bit small for cakes, aren't they?
Are we discussing this now? Is this a matter of discussion now?
No. Right, let me go on to the third topic.
Oh, blimey, there's more.
Can I make my third topic now?
I don't know. Look, a show of hands in there. Do we want to hear this bloke's third topic?
Yes, of course you do. I always save the best till last. That's what I say. That's my policy.
When you eat a fried egg, how do you eat it?
I eat the white first,
yeah.
And the yolk second.
And the yolk...
And just to prove to you that I'm an intelligent person,
mm-hmm.
The white is actually called albumin, and not a lot of people know that. Thank you very much. She'll be on countdown.
What about Jaffa cakes, Glenn? How do you eat them?
Oh, definitely round the edges first, leaving the orange or the mint for the last.
Sorry, the mint in a Jaffa cake? How does that work?
Yeah, you can get mint Jaffa cakes nowadays.
So don't question this man.
No, but
he knows his Jaffa cakes.
It's a Jaffa cake. How can
he calls them a biscuit?
How can a Jaffa be minty?
Well, they have mint Jaffa cakes. So they have, they're bringing out these special limited edition of all of these gorgeous comestibles.
But that's okay, because it doesn't... It's like saying,
Shut up!
Okay.
Now, when you've got to the orange bit in the middle...
Yeah?
Do you bite the...
I take the biscuit off the bottom.
Right.
And then the chocolate off the top, and then eat the orange, the jelly.
This man is disgusting. But doesn't the jelly all kind of flop about? I mean, it must be all over your hands by that point.
No, it's firm jelly. Good jelly.
Firm, is it?
Anyway, forget Jaffa cakes for the time being.
I can't forget them now.
Right, well, let me make my third point. It's about carpentry. You know, I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter?
Yeah, and these days, I just like to say how the standard of carpets is decreasing so rapidly. I mean, when I was younger...
When you were younger, you sound like you're about 12.
No, I'm actually 19. I work for my dad in a carpentry business.
You're a carpenter in a carpentry business?
Aye. And, well, actually, right...
When you were younger, this is a 19-year-old using the phrase, when I was younger. Are you
when
serious?
I was about I've been brought up in the carpentry industry. I know what it's all about.
What is it all about?
And 10 years ago, when I was 8 or 9, my father told me, if you ever see carpets coming away from the edges, then that's an absolute disgrace. And that was never the case 10 years ago. But nowadays, I go to houses all over the show, and the carpet just comes away from the skirting all the time. I think it's disgraceful.
It's disgusting.
And I think this something should be done about this. Because the standard of labour nowadays is terrible. Because all people know is calculators and like test tubes and all that rubbish. No one knows manual labour at all.
Okay, I've got a calculator in front of me now. What is 589 divided by 6?
I'm not quite sure. It's irrelevant, you see. That's irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Now, note the part on that tape. He said the standard of labour is appalling or something like that. We want that carted up and we're going to play that over and over and over again every time I talk about Tony.
Right.
Tony and his cronies.
Well, can I just finish with a joke?
Sure. Everything you said has amused me so far. Why not?
Right. What do you call an Italian? An Italian, that is, with a rubber toe. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I don't know. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Roberto!
Good one.
Thank you very much. And one more point.
Oh, blimey. This is like a thesis we've got going here.
Punk rock is the future for this country. Punk rock.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
The future has never looked so rosy. That's right. The past is the future in this country. What is that bloke going on about? Punk rock? No, punk rock. Want to go mental? That's the future of this country. Or not. Actually, this is the future of this country. Eventually, everyone's going to die. That's the future. Death. So on that happy note, I might maybe we should all sing Happiness after that to counteract the I'm actually quite getting into that.
Hey.
No.
Oh, go on. Hey. Oh, go on.
You're like a stuck record. Right, stupid criminal news.
I want happiness.
Camera buff Lorenzo Justave has been fined 4 times for scattering banana skins outside his Mexican home in the hope of snapping someone slipping on one.
Excuse me.
This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Recall 0500 1053 89 now. Nick Abbott.
Okay, so somebody's done this lifestyle survey of what everybody is and does and has and all that stuff. The average Briton has sex 2,580 times in their life, a major study has found. Now, how on earth do they go about finding something? And people are pointing at Kev.
What is this?
Kev has sex 2,580 times with 2,580 different people in every week.
No.
Who are you going out with this week?
Excuse me, no. No.
Does she know what a Lothario you are?
She listens to this show, so if she doesn't, she has a pretty good idea by now.
2,580 times. Right, where's my pen? I'm going to work it out with a pencil. 2,580 times. Your sexual life probably is between 18 and 35.
What?
Nobody has sex after they're 35, do they? Ugh, that would be revolting.
Maybe you don't.
Okay, well, let's say 80% of the sex that you have in your life is between 80 and 35. 18 and 35, yes?
Hmm. Yeah.
Probably about right.
All right, okay.
Okay, so that's 17 years equals 80%. So, 2580 divided by 17 is 151 times a year.
So?
151 times a year. That seems unlikely.
Why?
Well, principally because I'm not getting that much. Please tell me that's unlikely.
That's unlikely.
Impossible, I would say.
No.
Not for Kev.
Shut up!
So where did they come up with this tripe? 2,580 times.
Well,
that's a direct question.
Well, I'm sure that they have thoroughly researched it and know exactly what they're talking about.
These aren't psychologists that have done this, are they? Psychologists did this thing with okay, here's a woman, Serena Gondek, 21. She works in Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. She obtained the cooperation of why is beyond me, but she obtained the cooperation of 5 patients. Why they gave their cooperation, that's the part that's beyond me, to undergo brain surgery. For a study. You know, she just wanted to check something out, so they had their heads sawn open for her.
Oh.
Seriously. They were about to undergo brain surgery anyway, okay?
Oh, God, so that's all right then.
That's the part that she didn't have to do herself. So, to find the focal points of what she was after, she actually inserted electrode grids directly on their brains. You with me so far?
Yep.
She was after the part of the brain that listens for unusual sounds as we sleep. She wanted to know which part that was. And so, amazingly, people with the top of their heads sawn off and electrodes on their brain went to sleep. Now, you wouldn't think that would be possible.
It's unusual, isn't
it? You'd think that they'd be a little, you know, too concerned to just drop off, but they did. And so she played little noises. Because, you know, we'll wake up if there's an untoward noise in the house. If it's just the house settling down, as they say, then we'll sleep through it. But if, you know, if the house is falling down, or there's an explosion outside, or the baby's crying, or, you know, any of these other things that would require us to wake up, we'll automatically wake up because the brain can process the different sounds that are coming in. If it's an ordinary sound that it hears all the time, that it's not like a brass band tuning up next door, then I'll sleep through it. And she wanted to know which part of the brain it was that determined what the sound was while you were actually asleep. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So, people's heads have been cut up, not off, but open, electrodes on the brain, and it lit up like a Christmas tree when it noticed extraneous noises. The site is in the frontal lobe, and that's what appears to process the sounds during slumber, rousing a mother when her baby cries, but allowing her to remain asleep when there's a routine noise. And I'm thinking, why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why on earth would she want to know that? I mean, what possible reason would there be to know that?
I'm not sure I actually believe that research. No, I mean...
You want to repeat it?
Well, all I'm saying is that we fired Sick Boy twice. So, tonight. So I reckon we should just maybe just cut his head open. Now, I don't have any scissors or a saw, but I do have a stapler.
Ow!
Come here.
Seriously, check which part of his brain isn't processing this information. You are fired. 0500 1053 89. Look at these people who've been waiting for ages. It's not like we're talking about anything. Here's one in Flintshire, and it's a bloke called Wayne. Hello, Wayne. You're on Talk Radio.
Hello, Nick.
Wayne.
I'll be quick because I know this won't be interesting to anyone listening apart from me and you. It's about Neil Rogers.
Right.
Do you want to explain who he is?
Okay, Neil Rogers, my radio hero, in my mind, the funniest person that has ever worked on this medium. He works, he does a talk show for 4 hours in Miami every day, and I believe he's on a station now called WQAM, which can be heard on the internet, apart from by me. I couldn't figure out how to do it.
That's what I want to ask you about. I didn't know he knew stations. I heard you mentioning it last week.
WQAM. I think he's on their
still
time...
Still Miami?
Yeah, their time 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Our time 3 to 7 p.m. Put in your search engine WQAM or www.wqam.com.
And I'm not on the internet.
Well, then you're screwed.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
I was the one who sent you some Neil Rogers tapes a couple of years ago, I think it was now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I
got them from WIOD itself.
Aha. Uh-huh. Cool. Well, thanks for doing that. I can't actually remember.
I was going to try and get some more, but when I phoned them up, they said the number was unobtainable.
See,
the station closed down.
I wouldn't be surprised, because he's the biggest drawer in Miami, and if he left, then so would all of his audience. So, perhaps.
We're on QAM now.
Yes, he is. The radio stations are funny in America. You turn around and they go. They just disappear. If a station's not doing too well, they'll change to a different format overnight. Like a talk station will become a country station, you know, in a change of a second. Bizarre.
That was going to happen tonight, Talk Radio.
Yes.
Play some country.
I'm going to do all country from 10, yes.
Look at Neil Rogers, sounds like an older, more grouchier version of you.
Yes, that's because he is my hero.
But do you think you'll turn into him as you get older?
Oh, if only I had some of his money, that would be just great. Yes, I hope so. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, thanks.
0500 1053 89. Who's been waiting the longest? Everybody's been waiting forever. Here's one in Burnley. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Mr. Abbott. I am the pig man.
Mm-hmm. He waited over half an hour to say that. What an idiot.
It was worth it, wasn't it?
I'll say. Steve, hello, you're in London. You know that.
I'd just like to talk about Eurovision. And have you heard the Germany song yet?
No, but they're talking about it on the news.
Yeah, well, have you heard... Do you know the singer's name?
I heard it. I can't remember what it is, though.
It's Pontus True. It's a weird name, isn't it?
Oh, blimey, two in a row on the Nicky Abbott Show. Moronic. Here is Blackpool. Hello, Tom. Three in a row. These people... No, sir, I'm not kidding.
Sick boy.
I've been waiting... I've been making these people wait for so long, and they have got nothing to say. That's stunning to me. I mean, if it was just like a prank call, you'd call up and go. But to wait 30 minutes to do that, that's... get a life. Right. Go out. Do something. Meet people.
Sick boy, come here.
Another stapler, Kev. No!
Here's one in London. Hello, Ersin.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
It's going fine. I just wanted to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest and how
Basically, it was a lot of crap. And the countries they don't vote for the song. They vote like if they like the country. Say now, England ain't gonna vote for France because of all this to do with the tickets and stuff.
How's the voting going, by the way? Not that I really care one way or the other.
Nick?
Yeah?
Is anyone called Amanda? Yeah. Amanda Bath. Call out her name. I need Anita Bath.
What are you talking about?
Call out Anita Bath.
Oh, is... You know The Simpsons? Where they... It's an old joke. It's been used a lot.
I need like, yeah, a bath.
You know.
Yo, ho, ho. We'll send you a bottle of rum in the post. Here's one in Swansea. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Nick.
Rob.
Can I go on the game, please?
The game.
Got a joke for you.
Part one or two?
One.
Part one, you say?
Well. Oh, Christ. Anna Rayburn.
Pardon?
Anna Rayburn. I'm James Whale.
Would I give James Whale twice? That was James Whale.
yeah, all right, just in case. I mean, it was a bit, you know.
Yeah, you kind of whispered it, but we were going to dump it anyway. And now we don't have a delay, we can't hear your joke. What a pity. Never mind.
We need to put somebody safe on who we know isn't going to be rude. Oh, look, it's on line three.
Ah! It's Mrs. Hull. Mrs. Hull?
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Hull, how are you doing?
Well, I've been waiting ages to get through to you.
Have you?
Yep. Through you what? What the who's laughing there?
I don't know. Who's laughing? Well, stand up, the boy that's laughing.
What's with Kev? What are you giving him?
Why?
He seems so happy.
He's full of happiness.
I'm full of happiness.
Play it.
Please play it. Come on, Nick. Go on, play it for me, man.
I don't know. Do you want to hear the happiness song, Mrs.
No,
Hull?
No.
No.
I'd much rather listen to that Spanish thing, you know? I like that one.
So what have you been up to, Mrs. Hull?
Yes, give us a little blast of the Spanish song.
This one? Just a small one.
That's only a wee one, that one.
I've been hearing that phrase my whole life.
Listen.
So what have you been doing?
Well, I'll have to rush this through because you must have a hell of a lot waiting to speak to you.
Oh, huge.
What is your boss is thinking about terminating your...
We don't want to talk about this on the air.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Because they'll get such a lot of letters, you know.
Well, I'm sure that is neither here nor there.
And are you going from where you are to where you are?
Yes.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I try to listen to you at least a quarter of an hour each day. And make myself promise to still listen to see if you're not suffering from your hay fever.
And my maladies, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's about the only thing I have never had, actually, hay fever. I've never had that.
No, well, you've had a cough and sniffles, haven't you?
Everything.
Well, you haven't been so bad this year, by the way.
Well, you know what? I was ill for about a year. Constantly, there was always something wrong with me, and I think that it was because I was working late. I did a show from 10 till 2, which made me go to bed at 3 every night, and it just killed me. Just absolutely killed me. I felt as ill as when I used to do a breakfast show, having to get up at 4. I mean, I just would have had this pallor of death around me.
Yeah, well, you seem a bit better this year. What with having your eye out and... Yes. I mean, you've read it rough, haven't you, laddie?
I have.
Yes.
So, you know, when my sleep patterns are disturbed, then I'm just awful. It's like, these days I get up at 7. I seem to, as I get older, I seem to get up earlier and earlier. What time do you get up?
Me? Round about 9.
9?
Yeah, 9, and that early. There's nothing to do, dear. I've told you before.
You're a lady of leisure.
Definitely.
So what do you fill your days with?
Well, I have a... social work to do if I want to do it.
Wait a minute, social work?
Hmm.
With whom do you work socially?
Well, not with toy boys. Rest assured with that. I'd maybe look forward to it if I did. No, with the old people, you know. Not my age.
Older?
Listen.
I didn't mean to sound surprised when I said that. I mean older.
Well, I mean, I can't lie to you because you do know my age. I remember the last time you sent me. You filled my flat with flowers.
Yep, you're a sprightly...
On that particular day.
You're a sprightly 60-something or something.
Yes, that was lovely. Listen, I'm just going to give you a little bit of warning. Well, not warning, bit of advice. Now then, you know when they're going to give you your next show with this firm? Say yes.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Just for the sake of this conversation.
Well,
sure.
They will give you it. I mean, just rest assured. What I want you to do, you know those old songs you keep bashing to us? Like the Spanish song and...
Like this one. Quite sweet, this one. I should send you some tulips.
Oh, not that. No, not that.
You don't like that one?
No, I don't like that one.
How about this one?
No, and I don't like that one.
Don't like that one either?
No, nothing to do with the Dutch. Don't like the Dutch.
What's wrong with the Dutch?
Well, not over the air, I won't tell you.
Oh, really?
No.
You've had an unpleasant experience with a Dutch person?
Well, no, not really. I just don't like them.
It's an irrational hatred of an entire country. That's okay. Harlison by the Sea, is it?
Yes.
You must like this. Oh.
Put that one in. And that period of time.
How about this one?
Well, I don't know about that one. Listen, when they give you this new show, which they will be doing,
mm-hmm.
You want to put aside half an hour. Don't put all that modern stuff on, because we're sick as hell of that. The old songs, and you'll sail away, you'll go to top of the parade.
Top of the hip parade.
Definitely.
How about this one?
Well, that's a bit refreshing, but it gets you going, that, you know.
It is like a breath of fresh air, isn't it?
Definitely. And how are you keeping, then, before you throw me off?
Well, I'm doing great, but you know you said it gets you going?
Yeah.
The break's coming on, isn't it? It's time to go.
I know. I'll try and get to speak to you. Is it last night? Next week?
No, one more after next week.
Are you on the party?
Probably, yes. We'll be drinking from early morning onwards.
Oh,
and we'll be absolutely out of it by the time we come on the air. And
by the time I can get through to you, if not, I'll just wish you all the very best.
Well, we
hope that they give you an hour extra.
Probably not, no.
Yes, they will.
Doubt it.
Be optimistic. What have you been doing? Why are you certain not going to give you one?
An extra hour on my last show?
Yeah.
I don't want an extra hour on my last show. I want to start drinking at 10 precisely.
No. I want you... those people who are in charge of dishing out this work they give you... They could... I was laughing there.
Me?
Well, yeah. Anyhow, I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And sleep tight.
It was...
Just look after yourself.
I will do. It was Mrs. Hull. And this makes her want to go.
Talk Radio.
Yeah. Who's this? Honky. Who is it?
Oh, you're asking me? This is KRS-One.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike, you heard of KRS-One.
Can I not interest you in my shaking hair?
No,
only two,
not yet.
Only two more opportunities.
Well, it's the not knowing that keeps you going, isn't it?
Go on, Mike.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
And the place to be.
Cool.
Yo, 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 mother, Kev. We should call her one time.
All right, next week.
It's Mike Allen.
Yes, it is. All over. So these shirts, all this ironing you wanted done.
You've ironed the epaulettes, too.
I have, yes. This is my great white hunter shirt.
Have you ever...
No. No? No. Well, I'd like to be ready, should anyone call and say there's a wild beast needs to be shot.
There's a great white that needs to be hunted.
Oh, dear, I tell you, I had a spider in the bath today. It was so big.
How big was the spider?
It was like that. It was.
Doesn't work on radio.
I'm just trying to think, how was it? It was about 1.25 inches across, this thing. It had legs like Shergar. It was in the bath. It was huge. And I just walked in the bath and I saw it. I said, how'd that get in there? So I gave it the mighty rinse down.
Doesn't work. It'll come out. It'll come back out.
Yes, well, it didn't come out whilst I was there. You know, I said about 0.5 gallon down there after it. So get out.
You know what you do with spiders?
Eat them. Put them in your pocket.
No.
More fun on a quiet bus ride than you've ever had before. Look, here's Eric. Eric's a spider. What are you doing now, Eric? Stop that.
You take a glass. And you put it over the spider, which freaks the spider out. It goes nuts.
I do that. Give it a nice swim.
And then you put a piece of stiff card, slide it underneath the glass without raising it too much.
We can do this because there are children listening.
And then you turn it upside down.
Yes.
And tap it.
Yes.
And then the spider's in the bottom of the glass, right?
With a headache.
And then you take it to a window and you just chuck it out. Okay. So it can live life in roaming free.
But I mean, if you get
spider things.
3 spiders a day, I mean, you're going through glasses like nobody's business.
I used to go for about 3 spiders a day, but...
It's a 3-glass day, isn't it?
Just got a bit of a cold at the moment, that's all. I can handle it.
Yeah. Started a party. After the news at 10 o'clock...
Oh, yeah.
The intuitives will be here. If you're making a decision, altering the course of your life, or maybe thinking about changing the colour...
Of your life?
Of the home... that you survive in. It could all change. Picture of Richard and Judy you have here on the current edition of Hello.
Doesn't Judy Finnegan look like she's made of plastic?
No. So it's an interesting combination, that, isn't it? Very interesting combination.
How old do you think she is? 80?
You're a spiteful man. It'll happen to you one day, Nicholas. It'll happen to you. Another 20 years, people will say, Nick Abbott. I knew him when he was alive.
They'll say he looks like Judy Finnegan.
Stop it. Yes, well, no more highlights for you.
This isn't the highlights, it's grey.
Is that it?
Mostly it's grey from talking to you.
Because
you come in here and the
most bizarre conversations take place. And what is it all about? We'll also be having alphabet calls today. We had some alphabet calls last night.
Alphabet?
Yep.
What's that mean?
Chase, you know, 4 calls or whatever on anything you like. Starting with the letter C.
Really? I like
or
that.
B.
Yeah, nice one, Mike.
Or T. Well, I was talking to Kev about this over the radio the other day, wasn't I?
We invented it, actually.
Yes.
I'll have an E, please, Mike.
I'd heard that.
We've got 3 calls that start with E. All of them Eurovision. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
No.
We spoke about it last night. We thought Eurovision was naif. Which is a nice way of saying naff with a doily under it.
They were saying cheesy on the news.
Cheesy?
Yeah. What's wrong with cheese?
You didn't start with C. You can get... There was a guy who had some cheese and got a terrible disease from it the other day. Don't eat cheese, Mummy.
You get a disease from cheese.
Cheese. Dis-ease.
A rhyming
from
disease.
Cheesy-diseasy.
That's what they say.
Yeah, stop that.
That's what they say in Brooklyn.
Stop that. They do.
Disease.
Yeah. Decease. Or desist. I can't remember. I had to make my own arrangements. I have to adjust a stun gun. Anyway, I'll have to go because I'm tapping away out there and Mike Dickin came in and had a chat to me and he said, what was that last call you had last night? I said, really? I can't forget. What was it all about? He said, well, this chap phoned up and said, I was watching Jeremy Paxman on the television and he said something about a cup of tea as I had a cup of tea. He said, so is it really us speaking on the radio or is the radio speaking to us? And I went home with that thought in my head. For about, I don't know, 3 nanoseconds.
And I thought, driven you insane.
Well, yeah, for 3 nanoseconds, but I was all right after that, because I'm a high-fiber diet boy. So it's been nice. Another 2. Kevin is waving at you. It's either that, or he's pretending to be that man with a funny hat on Channel 4 Racing. Is it John McCrurick or something?
He wants to take a break.
Now, does he?
I'm going to come out of this break. I'm going to take those calls there.
You are going to take them and place them.
And... toss them away like that.
Gosh.
And then I'm going to do, because I'm an idiot.
What?
I'm going to do a screenless. Right when everybody's calling in, just before you come on, and want to talk to the psychic.
Yes.
Which is going to upset them greatly, because they want to be on hold to talk to you, but they'll have to call after 10 o'clock.
Isn't
otherwise,
bizarre? Because people call before the intuitive's here.
Yeah. Don't they? I know, really.
Why would that happen?
It's a mystery to me.
It's Anyway, I'm going
to
go.
Troyer used to say. Okay. Mike's in after 10 o'clock, and we'll be in after this.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Dipsy. La la.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now this sounds like a Eurovision song, doesn't it? Is this how the song actually goes?
I don't like sheep.
Oh, blimey, stop this music immediately. Stop it. Oh. Okay, let's take some of these people, because we haven't got long, and so on and so forth. Hello, Bob, you're in London, you know that.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
I had that sexual statistic you threw out a few minutes ago.
Right.
Nonsense.
What nonsense?
Those numbers, I mean... I'm way ahead of the average, that's for sure, and to be frank with you, I'm not a Casanova, you know.
You've had more than 2,580 times?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I reckon I must have cracked that number by the time I was, before I was 30, I reckon.
Firstly, there must be smoke pouring off you, man.
No, at all. Well, yeah, I mean, didn't you do the long division and it came up with something like 17 times a year or something stupid like that?
I think that must be what it is about you, Bob, your long division. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500-1053-89. It's a free one. Here is Colin Manchester. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Nick.
Andrew.
Just before I get on the main point, I can't believe that Mrs. Hull said it's that thing, terrible thing about the Dutch people. They're wonderful people.
I thought they were quite nice. Although sometimes, on occasions I've been over there, I thought, a little bit sort of rude, unpleasant. But if you were a Dutch person and an English people were coming over to Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and you know, getting completely out of it, without even waiting to get out of the airport, and stumbling around their streets and just smashed from morning till night, then you would dislike us too.
Yeah, I don't think they dislike us. They speak Dutch to us first of all, which some people might confuse as being rude, but then when they realise that we speak English, they like to practice their English on us.
No, I think that they can spot us. I don't think that they speak Dutch to us at all. They spot Brits because we stick out by a mile. For a start, we're all 5 feet tall.
Yeah, and we all wear Union Jack t-shirts, which gives it away.
Uh-huh. And we're the drunk people rolling around the streets, yes.
With strange-shaped cigarettes poking out of our mouth.
And we don't look at them in the eye. They don't look at people in the eye. They just really gaze and stare at people in the eye.
No way.
Absolutely they do.
Do they?
Have you been to Holland?
Oh, they were all wearing sunglasses.
Must have been. No, they have this thing over there, more so than anywhere I've ever been, where they just... I mean, you pass someone in the street. Like over here, you pass someone in the street while staring at your shoes, staring at the pavement, staring at anything other than the person who's passing you. Over there, they will gaze into the eyes of the person that's passing them. It doesn't mean anything. It's just checking each other out.
I found that was usually followed by the person staring at me, walking past me, then tapping me on the shoulder in Amsterdam and asking me if I wanted to buy any strange substances, which happened to me numerous occasions in Amsterdam.
Well, you obviously go to the worst places in Amsterdam, sir. Next time you go, try and step outside of the red light district just for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. 0500-1053-89. It's a free call. Here is Solihull. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Nicholas. Yes, I'd just like to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest, if I may.
Yep.
Just actually to do with Terry Wogan. As you see, a couple of years ago, I catered for Sir Terry Wogan at the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. Now, this is considered the premier race in France. Seeing as horses have always bored me, after lunch I slipped away to a nearby cafe.
Oh, we seem to have run out of time on that call. The satellite went down, and I just, just generally, just really go away. Silly man. Here's one in Coventry. Hello, Saul. Oh, I've got to press you up. Saul.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Right. I'd just like to mention about the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think really they missed their chance about, what, 3 years ago? When Ireland won it 3 times on the trot, I thought if you won the trophy, you kept it.
Is there an actual trophy that goes with this?
Well, it's not really a trophy. It's just the award, isn't it, of actually winning it. So, you know, I think the organisers have missed the chance here and they could have put something else on.
Right. That's 2 in a row. Sick boy. Have I mentioned? You're fired.
Again?
He's the net that has these people have to get through. And
what is
the criterion of letting these people on? David, hello.
Hello.
What's up? Like I said, right, now we're going screenless. Now he has nothing to do at all with the people that are getting on the air. I'm just going to punch him straight up on the board.
Go fax these. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is that Tour Radio?
Yes, it is, yes. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about Nick, because I think he's more interesting than anything else at the moment.
Well, that's on this station at the moment?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking to him right now. You're, like I said before, you are on the air. We're doing screenless now.
This is really good. I want to talk about you. Tell me about your favourite TV show at the moment.
Oh, my favourite colour? It's puce. My favourite TV show, the only things I watch are half-hour sitcoms from the States. That is my entire televisual diet. And when I went on holiday, I taped them all,
Isn't that great when you do that?
Yeah, and you come back and you've got an entire tape of everything that you wanted to watch that week, and it was all American sitcoms. It was The Simpsons, twice.
Aren't you lucky getting a video that can record everything at the right time? Mine just can't do that.
Oh, you need one of those videos that does the... You know those numbers that they print in the paper after the
programs?
Video Plus, but that's not enough. You also need one that responds to the signal that's sent at the beginning of the... Something like that, yeah, you need that. Absolutely, you need that. It's the best thing I've ever had. I recently bought a new video, it has that, it's just perfect, because the video starts as the program starts.
We're starting to sound like Tool Time, Home Improvement.
Yes. No, I don't like that one. So it's Third Rock from the Sun, the Friday night comedy thing. I think Have I Got News For You is the only British program I watch.
That's not bad. I think it's gone down a bit, though.
Well, it's still a must-see show.
Oh, yeah, well, you've got to find out what's going on. I used to like Spitting Image, but that went down, didn't it?
Oh, blimey, we're about 10 years ago now. We're talking about ancient history. Hey, listen, mate, I've got to go because we're running out of time, but thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Here we go. Here's line two. You're on the air.
Hello. I was wondering if I could speak to
the psychic.
Yeah.
Psychic knows you're calling, but you're a little early, dear. You're going to have to call back after 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here is line three. Hello, you're on the air.
Why, dear, what a lovely pair you've got.
I have got a lovely pair, and I'm shaking it at the moment, as a matter of fact.
Does that make you feel happy?
I have major amounts of happiness in here. Hello, four, you're on the air.
WWF for life!
These callers are all much better when you're not screening them. Hello, five, you're on the air. It's a heavy breather. They'll find out that they're on the air. 7 seconds.
Pigeons in flight, I wanna see you tonight.
That was a message from our sponsor. Here is one, you're on the air. Hello. A dead one. Two, hello. Pathetic. Mike Allen doesn't...
This is that the people that use drugs should be left to their own devices. If they do them, that's their...
Blah, blah, blah. Hello, Flying 4, you're on the air.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, sir. And you want a TP?
Hello?
Hello.
Hiya, it's for the psychic.
You want to speak to the psychic?
Please.
Couldn't you divine that they're not actually on the air yet? Are you listening to the radio?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Do I sound like a psychic to you, madam?
Well, I thought you'd put me on hold or something.
I can't put you on... I would if I could, but I can't. So
I might not get through again.
Oh, no.
Last time I rang, I was told it was too early to ring back at 10, and it's 10.
It's 10 in 55 seconds.
Oh, count them.
Say goodbye. Finally, six, you're on the air. Again, with the death metal. Okay, well, that was a bizarre one. These are actual notices posted in foreign establishments that have lost something in the translation. In a Bangkok cleaners, drop your trousers here for best results.
on a menu of a Polish hotel. Salad, a firm's own make, limpid red beer soup, and cheesy dumplings in the form of a finger. Roasted duck let loose, beef rashers beaten up in the country people's fashion. And I haven't got time for the last one. Oh dear, what a shame. Never mind.
Across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. This is Talk Radio.